The New York Times reports that the monthly payments included in the federal pandemic relief package could potentially lift millions of children out of poverty. Most surprising in the report is that the money could also greatly change children's ability to learn. Researchers say that over the past 15 years, many studies have found that children raised in poverty have subtle brain differences compared with those from more affluent families. In the brains of the poorer children, the surface area cells are smaller, especially in areas relating to language and impulse control. Likewise, there is less volume to the area responsible for learning and memory. The experts say poor nutrition, elevated stress levels, and low-quality education can all influence cognitive development. But studies in the past have always been correlational. So now researchers are asking if reducing poverty directly can promote healthier brain development. To find out, they gave 1,000 moms with newborns either $20 or $333 per month to use however they want it. The researchers are now tracking the cognitive development of the children until age 4. They will also interview the moms about how the money affected them. It will take several years before we have the results, but this type of innovation gives us great hope that policymakers will eventually see that poverty is a public health issue and that the families affected deserve the same innovation in the solutions. The First 5 Years is produced for Maryland Family Network for WYPR. For Maryland Family Network, I'm Doug Lent.